Next to Ukraine, and in a few minutes we'll be hearing from Russia's ambassador to Ireland. First, let's get an update on what's happening in eastern Ukraine from reporter Simon Ostrovsky of the online news channel Vice TV, which has been providing on-the-spot coverage of events. Simon, there's unconfirmed reports on the various wire services of some five people dead in clashes. What are you hearing where you are?
It's actually Vice News, and you can see our reports on Vice.com, but I've just got to Slavyansk, which is the city on the outskirts of which this shooting happened. We came up to the scene of the shooting when they were loading the burnt-out cars away that apparently the people were killed in. But I can say that at least two people were killed. I can't confirm five. I've seen one of the French photographers' photos of two dead bodies. They were wearing sort of military fatigues and St. George's ribbons, which means that if those were their own clothes, then they were supporting the pro-Russia forces here. The morgue in town is being guarded by men with AK-47s who are chasing journalists away, and hospital staff in the city aren't answering any questions. So it's very difficult to say exactly what happened, but the Russian media are already blaming the right sector, which is what they usually do, but it's very hard to believe anything that the Russian media say.
What are you seeing, Simon, on the ground in terms of real evidence of Russian boots on the ground and real involvement?
There hasn't been any super solid confirmation that Russia is directly involved here, but it's something that's on everybody's mind. There was a video that emerged on the internet from Horlivka, which is a city that had its police station and administration buildings taken over a few days ago quite violently, and a man purporting to be a lieutenant colonel from the Russian army gave the police officers their orders after their building was taken over, and they appeared to have switched sides. But now there's a lot of sort of pro-Kremlin trolls on the internet and weird, flimsy kind of websites cropping up everywhere that are trying to discredit him, which makes it seem like they're trying to cover their tracks, and that might have been something that they didn't want to come out. There are plenty of armed men in Slavyansk, where I am now, which is sort of the focal point of the pro-Russia forces in Donetsk region, at least, who openly admit that they have Russian citizenship but say that they're from Crimea. So they may have gotten their citizenship papers, quite recently, and might be locals in the sense that they come from greater Ukraine.
How would you assess the level of Russian influence over those separatists, Simon? If Mr. Putin says stop, will it happen?
If Mr. Putin says stop, I think that'll have a lot of influence on what people do here, because they kind of take their cues from Russia, even if they don't take their direct orders from Russia. Now, they may be taking orders from Russia as well, but I just can't, it's hard to know whether they are or they aren't, but that's what everybody is thinking is going on, because this has been quite an organized process.
Now, beyond this Easter truce, which doesn't seem to be working terribly well, what might the tactics of the Ukrainian forces be come Monday? Will they just resurrect this failed plan, the Plan A, the so-called anti-terror operation, or what can they do or what might they do?
Well, the reason that the Russian or the pro-Russia forces aren't evacuating their buildings in line with the Geneva Agreement, they say, is because the Ukrainian interim government, which they consider to be illegal, isn't evacuating their government buildings in the capital. So the Geneva Agreement hasn't really had any kind of a real effect changing the situation on the ground. I mean, as you can see, there's violence continuing. Buildings are still occupied. Checkpoints are up all over the area. So Geneva pretty much has so far failed.
Where are the sane voices for separatism? We do seem to be getting pictures of people who look more like armed mobs than any great political movement, if you like. Are there those more restrained voices calling for change in East Ukraine?
There's different categories of Russia supporters here. Some of them are mobs, as you say, and some of them are people who are obviously a lot more professional in terms of their military abilities, who are well-armed and highly organized. And when the mobs are able to take care of the instructions that they're apparently being given, then the guys with guns don't step in. So if there's a storming of a building and the storming is successful by mob power alone, then you won't see any armed men. But as soon as things get a little bit iffy for them, then you very quickly the guys with guns appear from somewhere else and make sure that everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing.
Simon, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. That's Simon Ostrowski there of the news channel Vice News.